Mrs. Michal Horowitz at the special pre-Purim presentation. We're going to have the lineup will be Mrs. Michal Horowitz, followed by Mrs. Amy Horowitz, and last up will be Rebbe Tzin Malka Telger. So a tremendous chus again. With no further ado, Mrs. Horowitz.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Shabtai, for inviting me back to speak at the Boca Raton Synagogue Midrashah. So tonight we are going to be exploring Inyani Purim, given that this coming Thursday, Be'ezrat Hashem, is Tainis Esther, and Friday, Erev Shabbos, of course, is Purim. So I actually focused on a different approach to the story and lessons from the Megillah and the customs and the mitzvos of the day. So I will begin by screen sharing my source sheet with you. Let me just, here we go. Okay. Oh, I can't see anybody almost. Let me see. Oh, here we go. Can you see my screen? Yeah? Okay. So the Megillah tells us, and we are starting at the end of the story, of course, the basic story we all know. We are celebrating because Haman and Ahasuerus got together. They wanted to kill all the Jews. Mordechai would not bow down. So Haman is enraged at the entire Knesset Yisrael. They decide that on one day, on the 13th of Adar in the next year, they will kill all the Jews, from young to old, from children to women. And of course, Esther begs for the life of Am Yisrael. Ahasuerus loves Esther. She finds favor in everybody's eyes, and the Jews were saved. And so we celebrate Purim to this day. We have four special, unique mitzvos of Purim day that are applicable on this day that everybody must fulfill. These four mitzvos are Mikra Megillah at night and in mourning, Matanos Avyonim, gifts to the poor, Mishloach Manos, sending food packages to a friend, and finally Suuda Purim. This year, interesting Suuda. When do we have to have the Suda? Ask your rabbi. We are having the Suda with somebody whose Rav holds we don't have to do by Chatzos. My Rav holds we do have to wash by Chatzos. So you have to ask your Rav. Okay, the Pasuk tells us in Megillas Esther, Perak Tas Pasuk Chaf Beis, Kayamim Asher Nachu. So this is the end of the story. There's only 10 proklim in the whole Megillah, in the whole book of Nach, of Megillat Esther. So towards the end of the Megillah, we are told, Kayamim Asher Nachu Behem HaYehudi Merveihim, like the days when the Jews rested from their enemies. V'achodesh Asher Nehapach Lehem Miyagon L'simcha. This is Chodesh Adar. In Tainis 29a, he says, Mishenichnos Adar Marbim Besimcha. And the Chodesh, the month that was overturned for us, it was a time of sighing and terrifying time, and a time when we faced death and a time of annihilation, and it was overturned to joy and rejoicing and salvation. And it went from a time of Avelos, from a time of mourning and Hesped and Kinnos, to a time of a Yom Tov, Lasos, Osam Yimei Mishta Vesimcha. So we have a mitzvah to have a Mishta on Purim. We have a Su'udas Yom Tov. It is a day of feasting and rejoicing, and another mitzvah of the day, besides from Mikra Megillah and Suudas Purim slash Mishta, we have a mitzvah of Mishloach Manos Ish Lere'ehu, Mishloach Manot Ish Lere'ehu. Note the lashon of the pasuk, food packages, foods, I should say, food portions, better translation, food portions, one man to his friend. Umatanot le'evyonim, plural, gifts to the poor. Matanot is plural, and so is evyonim. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Megillah Zayin Amar Aleph, which you could see right here on my screen, umatanas le'evyonim, gift to the poor. Tanei Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef tied in the Brisa. Umishloach manos ish lere'ehu. And sending food package, a package with foodstuffs, one man to his friend. So the Gemara says, shtei manos le'ish achad. So this idea of sending 50 food packages to everybody you know in the neighborhood, it's really not the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The fulfillment of the mitzvah is if you send two different foods to your neighbor, to one person, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Shtei Manos Li'ish Achad. Two portions of food to one person. Umatanos Lavyonim, says the Gemara, Shtei Matanos L'Shnei B'nei Adam. So Matanos Lavyonim, you see, is an increased degree of the mitzvah because it must be two gifts to at least two people. So when it comes to the food package, one food package with two different foodstuffs to one person, mitzvah of Mishloach Manos Yul Bin Yotze. When it comes to Matanos La'Evyonim, it must be Shtei Matanos L'Shnei B'nei Adam. Rashi on the Gemara says, Manos Mine Ma'adanim. So what does it mean, Matanos? What does it mean, Mishloach Manos? What's a mana? So like mana achrona is dessert, mana rishona is appetizer. Manot is Mine Ma'adanim, type of food. the food that bring you enjoyment, food that bring you pleasure, foods that are seuda worthy. Shtei matanos la'adam echad. But when it comes to matanos levyonim, it must be two. Oh, I'm sorry. Shtei manos, two portions of food to one person. Dichtiv, because Rashi on the Gemara says again, Maseches Megillah Zayin Amar Aleph, u'mishloach manos ish l'rei ehu, because the pasuk in Esther, which is where we began this year in Esther 9:22, says you must send a package of food stuff one man to his friend. Shtei manos la'adam echad. It has to be two food stuff. This is Rashi to the Gemara, to one person. So you could send an orange and an apple. It is a misconception that it must be two different brachos. The halacha is if you send two different parts of the cow, two different parts of the kosher cow, then you're yotzei. If you send red wine and white wine, then you are yotzei. So let's say you send an apple and an orange to one person. Okay, so that's it. You fulfill the mitzvah of mishloach manos u'matanos le'avyonim. But when it comes to gifts to the poor, shtei matanos l'shnei b'nei adam. You have to give two gifts at least two people. Dai l'kol echad v'echad matana achas. It's enough when you give every person at least one gift. Aha, evyonim nami tarte mashma. But when it comes to evyonim, it indicates more than one person in the plural. So we see that when it comes to matanos avyonim, we must give more. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halachos Tazayin through Yerches. Let's go through this together. V'chayav Adam lechaleik la'aniyim b'yam ha'purim. A person is obligated to distribute, to give a portion, a chelek, to give a portion to the poor people on Yom HaPurim. So what do we do? Most of the Rabbanim, the Kehila that I'm associated with, I'm sure the Kehila you're associated with, the Rabbanim collect before Purim, and it's very important to know this, that this is not coming from your Meiser money. I've heard Rabbi Shai Shach, I don't pass on anything halachic. If I say something halach, I say it in the name of the Rav who I heard it in. You have a different Rav, ask your Rav. But Matanas La'avyonim does not come from Meiser funds. It's a separate mitzvah. This is not considered your Meiser of tzedakah from the whole rest of the year. It is a unique mitzvah to Purim day. Chayiv l'chalek la'aniyim b'yom ha'purim. You are obligated, says the Rambam, to give out to the poor on Yom HaPurim. Ein pochasin mishnei aninim. And you do not have pachos. You don't have less than two poor people. No, saying the chal achad matana achas. Oh, so what I was saying is that the Rabbanim do a collection before Purim. Let's say, especially this year, it's Erev Shabbos. There's very little time for the traditional Purim, as we know it, especially as kids know it. By the time you daven Shachos and listen to Megillah and set up for the Seuda, especially if you hold, like Rav Hershel Shechter, Rav Mordechai will actually to hold, you have to wash before Chatzos, which is at 12:08 p.m. And you have to finish before the ninth halachic hour of the day, which is 2:56 p.m. So you have to wash anytime between Megillah and 12:08 p.m. How much time do you have for Mishloach Manos and Matanos Avyonim anyway this year? Not much time. So the Rabbanim do a collection before. You give the funds to the rabbi of Matanos Avyonim. Again, it doesn't come from Meiser money, to the rabbi before. He makes sure it's actually distributed on Purim day. So you'll fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim. So I don't believe that, you know, swiping your credit card online to a website will fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim. Again, I'm not paskening, but the way I understand it is the money actually has to be given to the Avyon, at least two Avyonim, on Purim day. So ein pochasin mishnei aniim, it can't be less than two poor people. No saying the chal echad matana achas o maos o mine tavshil o mine achin. So the Rambam says you either give a gift to each and every ani, or a portion, or some kind of cooked food, or something that they could eat. This is all included in matanas lavyonim shenemar, like the pasuk says where we began shir Megillas Esther perek tes pasuk chav beis umatanas lavyonim plural gifts plural lavyonim plural shtei matanos, two gifts. So, and the Rambam has said it could be a cooked food. It could be a food you could consume. It might be money. It might be a gift. Shtei matanos l'shnei anidim. Ve'ein medati b'maos purim ela kol haposhe yadolito noslindo. So I'm sure that you are aware of this. We have a halacha, and here the Rambam codifies it for us. We're not medaktik on Purim with our money. Anyone who sticks out their hand, you give them. Ve'ein mishanin maos purim l'tzedaka acheres. The funds I've collected for matanos avyonim cannot be distributed for a different tzedaka. So you can't say matanos avyonim, I earmark $25, $50, $100 to matanos avyonim. Now you say, oh, you know what? I'm going to give it to Hatzalah. Hatzalah is an unbelievable cause. They should only be transporting people for simchas, but we need to give them, but it needs to come from Meiser, not matanos avyonim. So the halacha is you can take your money that you earmarked for matanos avyonim and decide to give it to Hatzalah. Hatzalah needs to be supported from our Meiser, but not from matanos avyonim. And then the Rambam teaches, and this is a very famous halacha of the Rambam. Again, we're in Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah. This is halacha Yod Zayin. And I bolded it for you on my screen. Mutav la Adam la harbos b'matanis la avyonim. It is better for a person to increase their giving, the gifts to the poor, mi la harbos b'su'udaso, than to increase the pleasure or the food stuff or the amount you will eat at your su'uda, will be shulach manos l'rayav. So there are four mitzvahs of the day. Mikra Megillah is Mikra Gedillah. Megillah, Laila v'yam. Okay. What about when it comes to the other three mitzvahs of the day? Which should take precedence? Should I have a sumptuous su'uda full of the best food? Should I give 100 food packages to everyone I ever said hello to? Or should I spend more money on matanos le'evyonim? It's very clear from the lashon of the Megillah, the way Chazal darshan, matanos le'evyonim is plural. Mishloach manos ish l'rei, you give to your neighbor your yotze. And the Rambam says it beferish. It's better for a person to increase matanos le'evyonim than to increase his su'uda. Your su'uda could be a little bit more simple. If you have to choose between a sumptuous su'uda, a lavish feast, and giving matanos le'evyonim, it's better to give matanos le'evyonim more, u'bishuluach manos r'leyav. And it's better to focus on matanos le'evyonim than all of those food packages to your friends. Why? She'ein sham simcha gedola, because there is no greater simcha, u'mifor ara, from pay or recover. There's no greater glory and no greater simcha, ela l'sameach lev aniyim, the Yesomim, the Amanos Vigerim. And there's someone in the community who is down on their luck. A ger who feels they might not have a place, who might not have a family, a Yasom and an Amana, doesn't have a father and a husband figure in the house, a Niyim who can't make ends meet. What brings more simcha? To eat the most gourmet steak at your su'uda and spend all that money on meats and side dishes, or to eat a little bit less fancy and send that money to be misameach, the lave of the downcast, of the one who's struggling in society to make it, of he who does not have a place. This is the whole point of Purim. Ahavas Yisrael. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh. To include others in our lives, to increase friendship, care, concern. Shehamisameach lev ha'u milalim ha'elu, one who is misameach, the heart, who brings simcha to the heart of these unfortunates, dome la'shchina. Is there anything greater? You're dome to the Shechina. You are compared to the divine presence. As the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, excuse me, l'hachayos ruach shefalim, God gives life to those who are of low spirit. U'l'hachayos lev nidka'im, and to give life to those who are broken hearted. And the Rambam ends Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah by telling you, kol sifrei hanaviim, v'kol ha'kesuvim, so not chumash, but nach, all of Nevi'im and all of Ksuvim, asidin libatal limos ha'mashiach. In the future, they will be mevatel, they will be nullified, it won't be relevant anymore. Yeshayahu's prophecy, Yirmiyahu's prophecy, Trey Usher, Sefer Yonah, Yehoshua, Shmuel, no, they'll be batel in the days of Mashiach. Chutz, Megillas Esther. Baharehi kayemes kechamisha chum sheitora. Megillas Esther will always remain relevant, even by Yemos HaMashiach, and it is as enduring as the five books of Torah, v'kahalacho shel Torah shebal peh. The chamisha chum shei Torah are enduring forever and ever. The Torah shebal peh is enduring forever and ever, and so is Megillas Esther. She'enon b'teilin le'olam, because the scroll of Esther and the story of the redemption of Purim and the miracles we witnessed are never going to be bata. V'afal pi shekhoi, even though the remembrance of all the tsaros we faced, it's a hard galus. It's been a hard year. Purim is the 1 year anniversary, so to speak, of when we realized that coronavirus was here. If you recall, it was right after Purim, that Shabbos after Purim, that the Bate Knesset and Bate Midrashot and the Bate Sefer were closed. And that was shocking for us, just shocking. I don't know the range of ages, I imagine, on this Zoom share. But who of us remembers when en masse our holy places, our Makomos HaKadoshim, were closed? It's been a year. We didn't realize the spread. And after Purim, it's really when, Rachmana Litzlan, so many people started to get sick. We didn't know what was going on. We didn't know anything. It's a hard galus. And the Rambam says it's true. Afal pisha kozikon atzoros yevutal. In the Muslim Mashiach, we won't remember all the sorrows we went through in this long, drawn-out, schlepped-out, painful galus. Shenema, like the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Ki nishkechu ha-tzaros ha-rishonos. In the end of days, we won't remember the tzaros We won't remember the Inquisition. We won't remember Xeris Tachvatal. We won't remember when they blamed the Jews for the Black Death, Black Plague, Black Death. We won't remember the Cossacks. We won't remember the massacre on the Shtetlich. We won't remember the Shoah. We won't remember the Arab terrorism. Zikor HaTzaros Yuvtal. Ki nishkuchu HaTzaros HaRishonos. V'chi nistru me'eni. The Tzaros will be hidden from our eyes and from God's eyes. However, Yemei HaPurim, the days of Purim, lo yibatlu, will not be nullified. Shene emar, like the Pasuk says in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chavches, V'yemei HaPurim Ha'ela, and these days of Purim, lo ya'avru mitoch ha'yehudim, will not pass from the Jews, v'zichrom lo yasuf mizaram, and the remembrance of these days will never cease to be from the seed of Israel. So these are enduring days that even until Yemos HaMashiach, they will last, and we see, we've already seen just in the beginning of our Shir, the first quarter of Shir, that the focus of these days should not be on filling our own stomach, and it should not be on giving out 150, 75, however many food packages you give out. But if we have a choice, now, I don't mean chas v'sham, if someone could afford to obviously give out many food packages, it's also a challenge when you have children in the house, you can't tell them, don't make them the korban, okay? So if all their friends are giving, don't be so medactic. It's not the time to tell your kids, you know, let's sit down and learn the Rambam, sweetie. You know what the real halacha is, Shefala? The real halacha is, you have to give two foodstuffs to one friend, and then you're finished with your mishloach maras. It won't be so good for Chinuch HaBanim or Ahavas Yom Tov. They should be aware that we should focus more on Matanis Levyonim. If a person's able to make the Samsha Suda and give 50 food packages and still increase Matan of Levyonim, great. But at least Hashkafically, we have to have the idea while we're giving out all those food packages that the real focus, like we saw in the Gemara, based on the Pasuk and in the Rambam, the real focus is to be misameach, the lave of the unfortunates, the downcast, the downtrodden, like the Yasom, like the Amana, says the Rambam, like the Ger, those who feel that they do not have a place. There was a very interesting Halacha Yomis, so maybe some of you are signed up for OU Halacha Yomis. This, sometimes I'll say what the impetus for my whole shiur was. This OU Halacha Yomis was my impetus for this whole shiur. It was the springboard, if you will, for the shiur. And I got this, I don't know if anyone else has subscribed. It's a very beautiful email goes out every day. It's called the OU, as in the Orthodox Yudin, Halacha Yomis. Every day they send out a different relevant halacha. So now they're going through the halachas of Purim. So on February 19th, this was what the Halacha Yomis, when was the 19th? Was it Friday? It was Friday the 19th? Would Friday have been the 19th? Yeah. So Baruch Hashem, we went out for both meals on Shabbos. I did not have to cook anything on Shabbos to my brother, my sister-in-law. They should be Zohar to always have a home of Archim and Chassid. She did such a big tov, and I was able to work on Erev Shabbos and write a shir. So when I saw this, I said, this is going to be the springboard for this whole shiur. What is the reason for the mitzvah of giving mishloach manos on Purim? That was the question. If you don't receive it, you want it, you can probably go to OU online, Google OU halacha yomis, halacha day. Always a couple of short paragraphs, very relevant halacha. What is the reason for giving mishloach manos on Purim? So we've already seen the Pasuk, and we saw Rashi, and we saw the Gemara, with Rashi to the Gemara, and the Rambam, and now the OU halacha yomis ask, what is the reason for giving mishloach manos on Purim? Here we go. Somebody's not muted. Thank you for letting me know. Because, was it taken care of? Oh, I didn't know if someone wasn't muted because my volume is off. 1 second. Thank you. It's important when you let me know that. Okay, it looks like everyone is now muted. Let's keep going. Okay, let's keep going. Okay, what is the reason for the mitzvah of giving mishloach manos on Purim? Answer. And there's two different answers given. Okay, first answer, first approach. This is the subject of a well-known dispute. The Trumas Hadashan explains, the purpose of giving one's acquaintances, Mishloach Manos, is to ensure, quote, poor people enjoy a festive and lavish Seudas Purim. What's interesting is that this is really, therefore, an extension of Matanis Levyonim. The reason for Mishloach Manos is so, according to the Trumas Hadashan, as quoted by the OU and their Halacha Yomis of Erev Shabbos, is to ensure, quote, poor people enjoy a festive and lavish Seudas Purim. So that doesn't mean to give them Mike and Ike's and a can of Sprite and I don't know what else, an elite chocolate bar, even though the kids all might like those things. The purpose is really to ensure that people could enjoy a sumptuous Purim Seuda. So we should give them things that they could use at the Purim Seuda. Although, okay, continues the OU Halacha Yomis, most people are not poor. and do not need the food given to them. Chazal instituted Mishloach Manos should also be given to wealthy as well, so you don't embarrass the poor. This way we give everybody Mishloach Manos, and nobody knows why we're giving. I'm giving salad in a mason jar. That's not me. I never do a theme. Different people have different kochos. Mishloach Manos theme is not one of my kids make fun of me. Mommy takes some nash and she puts it in the bag. Okay, then we have Mishloach Manos. We give to the Rabbanim something else. Okay, so according to the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, most people are not poor. They don't need those foods, but we don't want to embarrass the people that do need the food, so we give to everybody. So this really relates back to the first part of Shir. Once again, we see that the mitzvos hayom are meant to increase the simcha for those who have less than us. However, continues Oyu Halachayom, it's very interesting. The Manos Halevi explains a totally different reason for Mishloach Manos. The Purim story took place because Haman maligned the Jews. And what did Haman say about the Jews in his charge to Ahasuerus? He said, Yeshno am echad, mefuzar umufurad bein hamim, v'daseyem shonos mikol am, v'estaseyem melech einim osi, v'lamelech ein shov elanicham. Back in Parag Gimel, when it comes to Ahasuerus with this whole plan, imal amelech tov, if it's good for the king, kasev labdam, and I'm going to pay you 10,000 talents silver kesef, and we'll just destroy them all. But what does he say? Yeshno am echad, there's a nation that should be one, however they are mefuzar umufurad. They don't get along. They lack achdus. Haman maligned the Jews, saying they engage in personal feuds. They don't get along with one another, which is alluded to in his words, Yashno am echad. They might be one nation, however, mefuzar or mefurad. They are scattered and dispersed, meaning from each other. There is one nation which is dispersed and scattered, i.e. lacking unity. To demonstrate the falsehood of this blood libel, Mordechai and Esther instituted at the end of Megillah, like we started Shir with Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Beis, that Mishloach Manos should be given to one's friends and acquaintances to foster camaraderie, friendship, ahava, goodwill amongst the Jews. To demonstrate that we do not engage in personal feuds, on the contrary, we engage in acts of friendship, and therefore we give food gifts to others. So according to this Pshah, If you can afford to have a proper suda and give Mishloach Manos to 50, 75, 100 people and still give more gifts to the poor, then you're increasing the mitzvah. Because according to this pshat, it's not so the poor people could have the su'udas Purim. Rather, it's to counteract, to veto, to cancel out Haman's claim. Haman came and said, they do not have achdus. Oh, so what do we spend the whole day doing? And this year with the COVID pandemic, we should not, chas v'shalom, repeat last year. It's still a threat. There are variant strains. It is not over. Nobody should, without any inhibition, go celebrate Purim the way we would in a normal year, chas v'shalom. Al tamor odam reyecha. We have an obligation to not only take care of ourselves, but our friends also. But normally, what do we spend the whole Purim doing? Running around to friends, to Rabbanim, to the children's teachers. What are we showing? The Ribbono Shel Olam, Haman came against us and said, we lack unity. Yashno, am echad, mefuzar, mefurad. They should be one nation. But you know what they are, God? They hate each other. They're scattered. They're dispersed. They can't get along. Four Jews, five opinions. So you know what we do? We spend the whole day giving. Yes, it could be Mike and Ike's, and it could be soda, and it could be Click Bar. Because what we're showing is, we want to give to you. To love is to give. Ahav. To love is to give. So we're showing the Ribbono Shel Olam. Muhammad came out against us with a blood libel. It's a false charge. A checker. It's not true. He says we lack achdus. Ribbono Shel Olam, we're full of achdus. So if you can afford to give multiple food packages and still give more to the poor, then in this case, the Kol Amar B'Lasaper, I'm paraphrasing, Kol Amar B'Lanasein, Arezim Shubach. This reminded me of a vart that my father-in-law told me in the name of Rav Teichal. Rav Teichal was the author of the Eim HaBanim Smecha. He wrote the Eim HaBanim Smecha. He started in 1942 and he finished it in 1943, once the war had already broken out. He died. I shouldn't have said he died. He lost his life, Al Kiddush Hashem, in January of 1945. In the Holocaust, in the Shoah, he did not survive, Hashem Yikom Dama. And besides for the other Sfarim, he left us, Eim HaBanim Smecha, is really his magnum opus. And he's encouraging Jews to go up to Eretz Yisrael. He realizes that Galus has no place for us. Again, it wasn't written after the war, after the Shoah, was written in the middle. So my father-in-law shared a var with me from the Eba Banim Smecha many years ago, and I think of it every year by Pesach, but when I read this, Oyu Halacha Yomis, it really related to this insight of Rav Teichel, Hashem Yikom Damo Zatzal. We say in the Pesach Seder, we sing by the Pesach Seder, V'hisha amda la avoseinu v'lanu. Big question, what's the V'hi? So one of the most famous pshatim is V'avishisha sidre mishna, he is chamisha chamshay Torah, yud is aser sedibros, aleph is achadas Hashem, v'achdus Hashem. That stands for us in each and every generation. Shisha sidre mishna, the aser sedibros, the chamisha chamshay Torah, and accepting Kabbalah's omachu shemayim, shema yiso Hashem akonu Hashem echad, V'hi is an acronym. So this var is not on that part of the V'hisha amda. V'hisha amda la avoseinu v'lanu. It is this that has stood for our forefathers and us. And then we say, Shalo echad bilvar amar alinu l'chaloseinu. Not one alone has risen up to destroy us. Ala b'chol dar v'dar amdim alinu l'chaloseinu. Haman, in his generation, the Cossacks in their generation, the Inquisition in its generation, the Arab terrorists in our generation, yimach shmam v'zichram, the Nazis in my grandparents' generation. Rav Teichel wrote this during the Holocaust. He himself was lost his life on the train, al Kiddush Hashem, murdered. Not one alone has risen up to destroy us, but in each and every generation they stand up to destroy us. No, says the Eim Abadam Smecha. Shalo echad, when we're not one with Achdus, bilvad, that alone, amad aleinu l'chaloseinu. You know what our greatest enemy is? And Haman knew it. You know what the greatest enemy is? Shalo echad, when we can't get it together to be one people, Bilvad, that alone, Amad Aleinu, stands against us, L'chaloseinu, to destroy us. We're not all exactly the same as other Jews. I'm sure in the time of Esther Mordechai, 127 provinces, Sotaka, unfortunately, Haman saw the same machlokas that sometimes we see today. This faction doesn't get along with that faction, this one speaks Lashon Hara about this one, my head covering's not good, whatever. Doesn't mean we always agree with other Jews. But when we know that we can't be one, when we're not one, that allows the enemy and in to destroy us. That's exactly what happened in the time of Haman and Achashverosh. Haman came to Achashverosh by saying, Yeshno am echad. Echad. Lo echad. Lo echad. Am echad. Haman said they should be one nation, but they're mefuzer and mefuer. They can't even get along with each other. So why should we keep them? They have their own. They can't stop fighting. We need these people in our kingdom. So Achashverosh said, you know, Taka, here's the Tabar HaMelech. Go kill them. So Eim Abanim Smecha says, you want to know what brings on the Galus? Shalo Echad. So if we flip it around, what brings about the Geula? Well, we will be one. So what did Esther Mordechai Institute to bring about the Geula? We started when Perek Tes Pasuch of Beis. Kayamim asher nachum behem hayuhudim mei oiveihem. V'achodesh asher ne'apach lahem. Me'yagon l'simcha u'me'eva l'yom tov. La'asos osam yimei mishta v'simcha. Make a mishta, make a simcha, have a suda. U'mishloach manus ish t're'ehu matanas avyonim. And perhaps according to this pshat, that's why the Megillah puts, the Pasuk puts, mishloach manus ish t're'ehu before matanas avyonim. Oh, I thought matanas avyonim is a greater mitzvah. Didn't we see that in the Rambam? Didn't we see that in the Gemara Maseches Megillah Zayin Amud Aleph with Rashi? Is it matanos l'avyonim a greater mitzvah? It is. So why does the pasuk first put mishloach manos ish t're'ehu? Because if the point is to increase friendship, camaraderie, achdos, then in that case it's taka, a very important mitzvah. When I was preparing shir, it just made me smile. A vignette that's told over in the Rav Thinking Aloud by Rabbi David Holzer. This is transcripts of Rav Salvechik's Zatzal Shirim Aloud. And he talks about his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker Zatzal. And the Rav says, Rav Chaim was concerned about the outcasts of society. If there was an unwed mother in town, he took it as his personal responsibility to find her a husband. In other form of Salvechik, transcripts of his Shirim talks about how unwed mothers would leave their babies on Rav Chaim Brisker's doorstep in Brisk, because they knew that those babies would find a place. And now Rav Salvechik tells a maisa about his halakha grandfather in regard to Purim. Rav Chaim received a salary of about 75 rubles a week. The footnote says, adjusted for inflation in 2007 dollars, okay, that would be $33,800 a year. He received a salary of about 75 rubles a week. His wife said he should ask for a raise. He asked for 90, but he was refused. Even though he got 75 rubles a week, if an ani came to the door, a poor person, he would give away his entire paycheck. You read the same thing in the biography of Rav Kook Zatzal. The wives had to hide things from them because they had nothing left in the home. So we see that this is people who truly, this is gedolim, not people, who truly live with the idea that to give to others is better than what I have on my table. I don't need the steak, I don't need the foie gras, I don't know if foie gras even kosher, I don't need all the fancy foods, I don't need 75 packages. This goes back to the first pshah that we give mishloach manos and matanos la'avyonim to bring simcha, like the Rambam says, to the hearts of the unfortunates. Quote, says the Rav, even though he got 75 rubles a week, if an ani came to the door per person, he would give away his entire paycheck. He had no concept of keeping money for himself. Quote, his wife had to hide it from him, says the Rav about his grandmother. And now he tells about Mishloach Manos, which is really a combination of Mishloach Manos umatanos lavyonim. Rav Chaim once made an enemy this way. A rich gavir, that means an important person, the rich man in Brisk. A rich gavir gave Rav Chaim an expensive platter of exotic fruits for Mishloach Manos, one Purim. As the gavir was leaving Rav Chaim's home, an ani came to the door, and Rav Chaim promptly gave him the entire basket. So Rav Salvechik says about his grandfather, he once made an enemy this way. Here he got a whole beautiful package. But for Rav Chaim, the greatest simcha, like the Rambam writes, the Brisker method, delves into it. Rav Salvechik says, without the Rambam, I wouldn't have a job. So what is the Rambam, right? The Rambam writes, it's better to give out to others than to keep for yourself. So I think to myself that it's very, very interesting because, I just want to see if there's any, okay. Very interesting because this whole idea of Purim, as we're understanding, is to really increase the simcha, bein adam lechaveiro. Rather, it's enhancing simchas yom tov, for the aniyim, for the yosomim, for the amanos, for the geirim, whether it is increasing camaraderie between us and our fellow Jew. So the point of Purim is to increase mitzvos of ahavas Yisrael and bein adam lechaveiro, to show God we are achad in the truest sense of the word. It's interesting because Purim, famously, is compared to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim. That's what we call Purim. That's what we call Yom Kippur. This is Purim. What's Yom Kippur called? Yom Kippurim. So that's not an accident. And there are many ways to darshan. What does it mean that Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim? It is a day like Purim. What does it mean? Yom Kippur is a day like Purim. Yom Kippur and Purim are equated in holiness. So I'm going back to screen sharing again. Could you see my screen, please? Yes, thank you. So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yuma, okay? Paruches, Mishnah Tes, it's a much longer Mishnah. I have more to comment on it, but I'm not going to for purposes of this year. Ezo darash Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. When the Pasuk says in Vayirka, Perek Tazai, in Parashas Achrimos, when it's talking about the Yom Kippur Avodah, so the Pasuk tells us, mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titaru. For all your sins before God, Yom Kippur will bring purity. Yom Kippur will bring cleansing. Any sins between you and God, if you undergo the process of teshuva, will bring cleansing. Aveiro shebein adam lamakom, who you learn from this pasuk, says the Mishnah, that for sins between man and fellow man, Yom HaKippurim, Mechaper, Yom HaKippurim, you could all see the word Purim right there. Okay, Yom Kippur is known as Yom Kippurim. It's right there on my screen for you. Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Mikol Chatoseichem Lifnei Hashem Titaru. For all of your sins that you sinned before God, meaning between me and God, I didn't hurt anyone else. So Yom Kippur will bring you Kapara. Or, says the Mishnah, however, Aveiro Shabein Adam Lechaveiro, when it comes to sins between man and fellow man, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper Ad Sheyiratza Chaveiro. If you want Kapara on Yom Kippurim, there is no kapara. There is no tahara. There is no atonement and purity until you appease your friend. And the Rambam, in his commentary to the Mishnah, comments and says, I'm skipping the whole Rambam just because for me, we're already running out of time, okay? The Rambam says, just going to read you the last line here. The Rambam says, V'sa'ir ha-mishtaleach einu mechaper aveiro shebein adam mechaveiro. That's Sa'ir ha-mishtaleach, right? One Sa'ir la-Hashem and one Sa'ir la-Azazel. But the Seir HaMishtaleach is not going to be Mechaper for sins, bein adam l'chaveru, a person needs to work on himself. Yom Kippurim, so what's very, very interesting, that itzumo shel yom mechaper, the essence of the day of Yom Kippur brings kapara. But that's only for mitzvos bein adam l'makom. In mitzvos bein adam l'chaveru, there's no kapara until you make up with your friends. No wonder Purim is Yom Kippurim, because we're understanding in tonight's shir, based on the sources, that what is the essence of Purim? To eat as much as I can eat, to drink as much as I could drink, to dress up as much as I could dress up, to spend money on themes and labels and mason jars and giving out to 75 people, then I missed the whole point. The point is to improve relationships, because the enemy says yeshno amachan mefuzar mefurad shalom achad bilvad amar aleinu l'chalaseinim. So if we want to turn galus into geula, if we want to turn our yagon to simcha, our afela leora, it's understanding that Purim is Yom Kippurim. And if the essence of Yom Kippur is to be meratzes my chaver, because it's not going to be mechaper between sins between me and my fellow. Sins ben adam l'makom, itzuma shayam mechaper. The day itself is saturated with holiness. I go through teshuvah, God forgives me. Shabbos, I didn't have a kosher esrog. I'm not talking about if you were ones. I'm not talking about b'shoge. I'm talking about you didn't do arba minim because you didn't want to. But now you do teshuvah, Yom Kippur, you'll be forgiven. But if you don't enhance Ahavas Yisrael, there's no kapara. Harav Gershon Edelstein, Shlita, Harav Hagon, Gershon Edelstein, Shlita, Rosh Shiva Panovich. I just saw this, I believe it was the same day I was preparing Shir. I prepared Shir a little bit before Shabbos, a little bit after Shabbos. Purim is a time. Okay, he just came out with a kol kore, if you will. Rav Edelstein Shlita says, Purim is a time for Ahavas Habrios. And I couldn't believe when I saw this article how much it fits into the whole thesis of tonight's Shira. Purim is a time for Ahavas Habrios. Loving your fellow man. Mishloach manos ish l're'ehu. That's what he says. I could send you the link if you want to see his words inside. As it's written, Ora simcha sason v'yikar. Rav Edelstein emphasized, Purim is written as Kippurim. Yom Kippur is like Purim. And then he says, Purim is even more than Yom Kippur. It's one of the Gedolei Hadar today, the Rosh Shiva Panovich, Shlita. Purim is even more than Yom Kippur. It's a shaila what the pshat is. So he says, what's the pshat? What does it mean? What does it mean that Purim is Yom Kippurim? It's a shaila what the pshat is. There's different ways to understand this. But Rav Edelstein says, in any event, it means that just like a person reaches great spiritual levels on Yom Kippur through teshuvah and fasting, a person can reach high spiritual levels. We have to move away from the gashmis aspects of Purim, the costumes, the candy, the grab bags, the eating, the masiba, the su'uda. It's a day to reach high spiritual levels, even more so than Yom Kippur. So at this time on Purim, says Rav Edelstein, when a person reaches greater spiritual levels of ruchnias, should he occupy himself with things like leitzanos, with mockery? That's against seichel, against din, and it's against good midos. It's not shayach, he says, to be occupied with leitzanos, to mock fellow Jews, because he was actually talking about Purim spiels, that oftentimes they end up mocking Rebbeim, and it's not so funny. You know, a joke is not a joke when it's at someone else's expense. So what really Rav Edelstein here is talking about this year is enhancing Bein Adam Mechavero. It's not shayach to be involved with Leitzanos. It's against Seichel, it's against Din, judgment. It's against good midos. This is Davar Pasha. And he says, Befeirush, we could attain great spiritual levels on Purim. But we have to remember it is Yom Kippurim. And what's the essence of Yom Kippurim? The Yitzumo Shal Yom will be Mechaper, Bein Adam Lemakom. Maybe perhaps Purim also, the Yitzumo Shal Yom, the Simcha, the holiest of the day. Okay, so Hashem says, I want to take you back. But Bein Adam Lechaveiro, you have to engage. How do we start here? Kayam Mishra Nacha Bem Ayudi Mirveim, Vachodesh Asher Napachla, Miyogon the Simcha, Umeivel Yom Tov, Lasosu Sam Yimei Mishta Vesimcha. How should you be involved in Mishta and Simcha? Umishlo Achmanos Ishle Re'ehu, Umatanos the Avionim. Make sure when you are celebrating that there is goodwill between you and your friends. It's a day for increased ruchniistic levels, particularly Bein Adam Mechavero, because Haman's whole blood libel was Mifuzar Mufurad. They should be Achad, but they're not. So we have to come and we have to counteract them. We show we are Achad. That's why we spend the whole day running to friends. It's not like Chalila Lahavdel of Alfei Avdalos, the non-Jewish holiday where they snore candy, knock on the door to snore candy. We go to give the candy. And so he'll call Marbel and Asein, Harezim Meshubach, as long as you don't neglect the mitzvah of being Misameach Lanim. The Pasuk says, thank you so much, Rabbi Shabbatai. Thank you, everyone, for joining. I really appreciate this chus of sharing Torah. So the Pasuk says in the Megillah, also in Perek Tes, a few Pesukim later, Pesukim Chav Zayin through Chav Ches, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim aleim v'al zaram, the Jews reaccepted, they established and reaccepted upon them and on their seeds, on their seed, on their offspring to do these days, like it is written in their time, each and every year. And these, I'm not reading the whole Lashon because now we're really running out of time, so I'm just going to paraphrase the Pesukim. And these days are remembered and done in each and every generation, family to family, province to province, city to city, and these days shall never depart from the Jews. This is the Pasuk that the Rambam quotes to say they will still be Shayach, be Yemos and Mashiach, v'zichrom lo Yosef Mizaram. So Purim is always going to be here, and so will Megillas Esther, like we already saw in the Rambam. So there's a very famous Gemara on this Pasuk, Megillas Esther, Perek Tes, Pasuk of Zayin, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim aleim v'azram. The Jews established and accepted upon themselves and on their seed, on their progeny. So the Gemara compares the Nasa v'nishma, Shemos 24-7, v'yikha ha-sepra of Bris, v'yikha ba'azne'am, v'yomar kol but at the time of the receiving of the Torah, we accepted it miyira, from pachad, from fear, and there was an element of coercion. This is the Gemara that I have on the screen here, Mesecha Shabbos, Peches Amar Aleph. Again, I'm not going through the whole Lashon of the Gemara, just for lack of time. But the Gemara says that there is proof here. Mikan moda'a rabalo raiso. There is strong proof, because kafa leim har kagigi, so that at the time of Matan Torah, back in Parshas Yisro, back in the desert, there was an element of coercion, and we accepted the term miyira. But in the time of Purim, no, there was a different dimension. Hadur kablu b'mei Achashverosh, we accepted it in the days of Achashverosh. How do we know? Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim. Kimu masha kiblu kvar. We established what we have already accepted. The Gemara understands this to mean we reestablished our commitment to Torah. And Rashi on the Gemara says, may ahava sanei shenas alehem. May ahava. We had such love because of the miracle that was done for us. We reaccepted the Torah, this time out of ahava, and not meyira. There was no kafalim har kigigis. God did not need to hold the mountain over us like a bathtub and say, accept the Torah, here will be your burial place. Our own free will, we reaccepted the Torah. So just to end Shir, and I think it ties it together so nicely, we could say, kimu masha kliblu kfar. Why did we reestablish what we have already accepted? Perhaps in light of our shir tonight, we could propose a different pshat. It's not only that we accepted the Torah Shebichtav, Me'ahava. It's not only we accepted the Torah Shebal Peh, Me'ahava. We reaccepted one another, Me'ahava. Haman said, we are not one. We say in the V'hisha Amda, when we're not one, that's our greatest enemy. Kimu Masha Kiblu Kfar. Kimu V'kiblu Ayhudim Aleim V'al Zaram. So what did we transmit? What do we accept once again? To be achad. Kimu, we reestablished Masha Kiblu Kfar. How did we accept the Torah? Perek Yud Tes in Sefer Shemos, Parshas Yisro. Vayisu Mirafidim, Vayavo Midbar Sina, Vayachanu Bamidbar, Vayichan Sham Neger Yisrael. Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neger Har. We journeyed from Rafidim, and we camped opposite the mountain, and they camped in the desert. So famous, you all know this pasuk with this Rashi. I'm just going to tie it into Shir. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged har. And Israel, singular, Lashon Yachid, camped opposite the mountain. Doesn't mean Lashon Yachid. So Rashi famously says, ki ish echad, belev echad. Rashi continues and says, all other encampments, kol sha'ar chaniyos b'mechokas uvitar umbos. All the other encampments were with mechokas, but when it came to the time of Matan Torah, we were achad. So perhaps, in light of our shir, we could understand, kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim aleim v'al zaram. And the Gemara says, Meshech ha-Shabbos peches, amir aleph, kimu masha kiblu kfar. By the time of Matan Torah, it was under coercion, the actual Torah, but in the time of Purim, there was a hava. May ahava sanesha nasa lehem, we accepted me ahava. But it means maybe. It's not only that we accepted the Torah shebichtav and the Torah shebaal peh. Kimu, we reestablished masha kiblu kfar. The time of Matan Torah, we understood that the key to our success was to be Vayichan Sham Yisrael. Ki ish echad. Belev echad. The enemies say we're not one. The enemies say we're fuzar umifurad. The enemies say this is our greatest detriment to our success, and it is. But if through Mishnah Rachmanos and Matanos Le'avionim and ensuring other people have a Su'udas Purim that is Geshmak as our own is Geshmak, and understanding it's Yom Kippurim, it's a day to reach great spiritual levels, but there is no Simcha of the Itumo Shel Yom unless we reach out to our fellow, just like on Yom Kippur. And then perhaps when we learn these lessons, we'll be able to be Kiblu Masha, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kfar. What does that entail? Vayichon Sham Yisrael, we will once again be Ki'ish Echad, Belev Echad. Perhaps in that Schus, the Galus will end. We will herald the ultimate redemption when we will tell over the story of Purim with this wonderful aspect of Ahavas Yisrael, an enhancement bein Adam Mechaver. I thank Rabbi Shabtai, I thank the Boker Tov Midrashah, Synagogue Midrashah, I thank you all for learning with me, I pass you on to the next speaker, I wish you all a very freilichen, simcha-filled, and meaningful Purim. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Horowitz, and we turn now to the second part of tonight's program.